uvrocha. Atem hadvekim b'Hashem elekeichim chayim kulchem hayoyim. A person who is dovek b'Hashem, connected to Hashem, chayim kulchem hayoyim. They're all alive. It's an interesting posik. Everybody who's alive is alive. But there's a different type of life between a person who's living just like any other part of wildlife, or somebody's dovek b'Hashem. A person who lives a life just as mundane aspirations and is guided by his mundane drives. So that's the life he has, even if he's an Orthodox Jew. The Chaim, the real life, which a life which is eternal life, that's what Chaim is. That's only for those who dovek b'Hashem. All of wildlife, the second they are born, they're in the process of dying. Nothing lasts forever. So it's not really Chaim. He's dying. But by us, every day, every second of life is transforming a temporary life in this world to a permanent life of Dveikus B'Hashem. That's what Olam Haba is. The sweetness of Olam Haba is the Dveikus B'Hashem. That's what Mesilas Yesharim says. That's the tainug, the pleasure. We were created to have pleasure. The greatest possible pleasure that can be is Dveikus B'Hashem, living with Hashem. In Olam HaEmes, we'll see it in a way that we can't even perceive it. But in this world, also, it's a different quality of life. When a person feels, just not it's not enough to know, to feel it. I feel how much Hashem is with me and how much I'm with Him. Going through the psukim, Yeshu b'seisim, Elyon samtem oynecho. That's the person who's dovek b'Hashem. Elyon samtem oynecho. I put my ma'on, my dwelling place in Elyon, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A higher level of existence. It gives me the koyach to do the mitzvahs b'simcha, b'yavu rotzen. The mitzvah not taryag. Obstacles we have to get past. The entire opportunities for closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The chasodim, a person can become selfish, but if he's living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he's living with the world, the tremendous chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away the desire to be selfish. It gives him the ability to give over what he has as much as he can for others, just like he receives everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person realizes that he's a recipient of chesed every second of his life, and he wants to be part of that thing also. We mentioned before in the previous pasuk that mentioned the malachim. This is also the malachim that come out of the mitzvahs. That's what the Medrash says. You do one mitzvah, you get one malach. You do multiple mitzvahs, malachim. You have more malachim that are protecting you. When we come home on Shabbos Kodesh, it says it's also the malachim that accompany us. And that's why we say Shalom Aleichem Malchei Shoresh, because we have malachim that accompany us. Where these malachim come from? The pshat is also because we prepared everything the covered Shabbos. We set up the table and the food the covered Shabbos, and we're coming home to that situation of the mitzvah of preparing a suda the chvoid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That in itself creates the malachim, and that's what we're saying: the Shalom Aleichem Malachei Hashoresh. So this is another chizik for us. Sometimes mitzvahs come easy, sometimes they come hard, but kamuvan. Every mitzvah we're doing l'chvoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we also have personal gain from it. These malachim are watching over us. That's what keeps Klal Yisrael going through the hardest times of history. We're going through hard times of history. We don't know where we're heading. But this is the things we have to appreciate. We go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Siyat HaShemayah. And Baruch Hashem, with the hard situations, we see tremendous Siyat HaShemayah. Take advantage of it. The spiritual growth in this period of time of history we're going through, the Achdus that Klal Yisrael was going through, even here in town, we had a high level of Achdus, and Baruch Hashem, it only brings bracha to all of us. Should be zeicha to appreciate that we're with Yoshe B'Seisa Elyon, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Mirtz Hashem, appreciate all these opportunities we have, take advantage of them. Not only wait for the tremendous tainug pleasure that will come the Olam HaEmes, but enjoy every second of our life in this world. Appreciate ourselves, our families, Klal Yisrael, everything we have. Shemizaychim Yitz Hashem to see the Malachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring the Yeshua, the end of this war, the end of this long galus.